Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 11th of June, recording at 9:22 p.m. British Summer Time. Now, first, the highlights. Well, Friday's rebound on Wall Street, occurring late in the day, certainly helped to give the Asian markets a firm tone, and Asian markets are already holding up better than the U.S. and up until Friday, and also the European markets. Now, those gains in Asia spilled over into the European markets, which closed pretty much near their highs on the day. Wall Street seesawed a little bit, but gave up most of its gains, closed up a fraction here on the Dow and the S&P, down a fraction, very small fraction on the Nasdaq, but again really holding on to the gains that were scored Friday. Now, in bonds, we had a little bit further weakness in the U.S. contracts. I see futures, both the 30 and the 10-year, declined. Europeans saw very, very small gains, but we're talking about 8 ticks on gilts and 4 ticks on the euro bunds. And the dollar continued its rally, although it had faded somewhat by the end of trading here today. But the dollar was a little firmer here against most currencies today. It's had a pretty good run in the last few days. And precious metals, helped by the firmer stock markets, rebounded in here. Silver up 21 as I speak. Platinum up 11. Well, they're all up. Gold is up $4.50 as I speak at $653.35. Industrial metals were all up today, although modestly, but some of them remain very firm. I mean, lead most of all, which is right near its highs, within an overall upward trend, within and a short-term upward trend as well. And soft commodities were mostly stronger in here today. As a matter of fact, I didn't see any down. Grains and beans were strongest. Wheat led the way. Lead was limit up for much of the day. It's got a 30-cent limit. It closed a cent and a half off that in late trading. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, I think Wall Street and its leash effect with that Friday rally really checked the mini meltdown that we were seeing in some stock markets, mainly in the U.S. And in the European markets. A little bit of hyperbole there. I'm thinking of that mini meltdown week sell-off that we saw in late February and early March. Well, this had been a paler version of that overall, as I felt it would be. And again, Friday's action, I think, will bring these markets more in line with a ranging consolidation in which we will at least go sideways. And I wouldn't be surprised if we didn't see some further easing, so a sideways to lower bias for a number of these stock markets. Now, that's very much in line with the larger reaction that I have been talking about. I had also said recently that there was a chance, given the concern over higher interest rates that we were seeing with both short-term and particularly the long-term interest rates rising quite sharply, that that could cause the somewhat larger reaction that I'd been looking for to morph into a correction, similar to, in terms of size at any rate, what we saw back in May and early June of 2006. But that's no means a certainty, and I do not expect a bear market at this time, as you know. So I still have a favorable outlook for equities, but I was concerned about the overextension on a number of trends and felt that we really did need to see some mean reversion in terms of the 200-day moving averages. So I actually think it would be quite healthy if stock markets, most stock markets, moved mainly sideways over the next few weeks. Now, if they did do that, you would get some pushing upwards and hitting new highs against that background, because we have overall upward trends in force. And there's no evidence that I see that we're going to get a major unraveling of markets at this time. The risks have gone up because of the rise in long-dated yields, but if that subsides anytime soon, and I did mention on Friday and illustrated that on long-term, some long-term charts of those bond futures, that they had fallen back to initial potential support levels. Well, I sh let me rephrase that. They'd fallen back to potential support levels, and they looked overextended on the trends. That's what I had said in comment and also in the audio. And I mentioned also in the audio, Friday's big picture audio, that and that was before Wall Street's rally had commenced. I had said that some stock markets had fallen back to the first areas of potential support. And so we now know, given Wall Street on Friday and given today's action in the European markets and some of the Asian markets, that we are getting bounces from those levels. Okay, and mining doing very well. Asia firm, very firm overall. India's underperforming a little bit in here, but remember it had rallied back up to the highs. And I think actually a new high against the Nifty, and the old high, I think the February high was on the Sensex. So not a bad performance overall. And the Thai market had been one of the strongest just up until this little correction, and it's held most of its gains. When I say up until the recent correction, I was talking about the couple of weeks before the correction commenced. The Thai market had sprung to life with a decent little rally. So again, I still like those same fuller money themes, emerging markets. I like the Asian markets generally because so many of the developed Asian markets are performing extremely well. I'm not really bearish of the European markets, except they need some mean reversion, as do some of the Asian markets. And that's mean reversion, of course, in terms of their 200-day moving averages. And ditto Wall Street. Okay, in terms of the resources markets here, and in my review, I didn't mention oil. I've just noticed that actually, because I've been writing. Oil is up $1.06 as I speak. It's 65.82. That's the NYMEX crude, and that's quite firm action in here overall. So all the commodities are really quite steady here today, and these are secular bull markets. As I've been saying all along, if they go up too quickly, that will weigh on sentiment. And I wouldn't be surprised if Wall Street's retreat from its gains that we'd seen earlier today were not influenced a bit by the strength of those grain markets. But there are other factors at play here as well, obviously. The danger signs to watch for markets, again, would be further rises in the long-dated government bond yields, plunging bond prices, in other words. And I think also if the agricultural commodities run too quickly, that won't happen unless there are crop scares. It won't happen across the boards unless there are crop scares, but there is a real risk that we will see some crop scares. And What else to mention? Industrial metals. I'm not convinced that we've seen the end of nickel's correction overall. I'm really looking for a medium-term correction, as you know. But it's seen a good portion of whatever additional correction it's going to get. But that's trading at 42,500 right now on the 3rd month price. Remember, it had run into that predictably. It had run into all that resistance up near the 50,000 level, and the backwardations come in a bit, not surprisingly, as the stocks so some st stocks have begun to pick up in the LME warehouse and elsewhere. So, having seen a backwardation at one stage of, oh, I think it was £3,000 or more, that's now come into just under £1,000, and I wouldn't be surprised to see that narrow even further. But nevertheless, it is still a backwardation, and we have a small backwardation for lead. We do not for aluminium. We have a small backwardation for zinc, and we have a small backwardation for tin, and ditto copper. So all but aluminium show these backwardations, and that again is a reflection of the very strong demand that we have for the sector. Precious metals I regard as oversold. I was tempted to buy back some of my positions in here today, but demurred, partly because the dollar was still rallying. I may regret that decision and not to have picked them up again, because prices did close near the higher side of today's ranges. I still have some, but as you may recall, I still have my platinum position. I didn't reduce that at all, but my gold position is, I don't, it's less than a quarter of what it was. And no, I think it's just a quarter of what it was, and my silver position is very small. I'm here at the moment. But I do like that sector. But again, bear in mind, of course, it's still in ranges. But my view overall on the precious metals is, when they get hit, it's a time to go in and nibble, and you will see them. We have seen them bounce back pretty steadily, and I think that's pretty much it in here today. I'll post comment of the day shortly. Meanwhile, all the best.